This week, Surjeet and I interviewed Craig Nichols, the Executive Director of Tourism Abbotsford Society. Here's our conversation.
The other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, a plan. It's hard to plan right now because there are a lot of changing pieces. You know, the health guidelines keep changing, for instance. Do you have a plan right now for how to get back into business once things are, you know, normal, quote unquote, again?
Yeah, we do. And we're just at the sort of tail end of finalizing our 2021 plan. So we'll be ready to share that with the community probably beginning next week or certainly right away in the new year.
Great.
The tourism side of planning, the blindfolds are starting to come off a little bit. You know, we were really, really in the dark in September and October when we started thinking about 2021. So we held off as long as possible in planning. That's why we're, you know, a little bit late this year. Typically, our plan would have been done, you know, about a month ago. But we out of necessity, we needed to wait as long as possible to see what was happening with the vaccine, to see what was happening with our local numbers around COVID, et cetera. So, we think it's a really great plan for next year. You know, again, we're really going to focus on Metro Vancouver, on Fraser Valley residents. We're looking to work on rebuilding the events side of things. So we know that's going to take a couple of years. But we've got ideas around creating an events advisory committee for the community to really come together and talk about, you know, next 3, 4, 5 years in events. How do we regrow that collectively? And then specifically on the sort of tourism marketing side, we've got a spring campaign that we've, are probably 75% done planning with. We've got a brand new digital marketing content strategy lined up for next year that we're really excited about that will really keep us focused and keep us on track. And we've got some other initiatives like a Taste of Abbey that we had to not do in 2020. We took the first few steps towards it, but then had to pause it. So that will happen in September of 2021. And that's basically going to be essentially a week-long food festival throughout the community. And then we had some great success last year with our Sun and Soul concert series, which came about because of COVID. So we successfully hosted 5 music events on 5 different farms featuring, you know, 5 different local artists and food from different local restaurants and chefs. It was really, really well received. Any money generated went, you know, right to the food providers, the musicians, et cetera. So we're going to do that again next year, and that'll be a big part of our 2021 planning.
Have you and Abbotsford Tourism thought of integrating technology in the way you do business now?
We have, and we've made some progress the past couple of years. We're going to continue to embrace technology and virtual meetings. So it definitely starts to open up some newer opportunities for us as a small DMO to start thinking bigger, potentially on some marketing campaigns and, you know, how we capture video and how we share that and how we broadcast that. So I'm really excited about some of these changes and new technology, and I look forward to learning more about them. But I think there's going to be big opportunities for small DMOs to have bigger voices because of it.
Craig, I'm curious to ask you, is there anything that we haven't talked about in this interview today that you feel like is important to mention with Tourism Abbotsford right now?
Yeah, I think there's a couple silver linings with the pandemic as we start to come out of it that I'm seeing. One is the real great focus on supporting local and shopping local. And you know, that's been a big part of what our messaging's been the past few years and what it will continue to be. So I'm really encouraged by how people have embraced the support local. So I think we need to collectively work together as a community and as a business community even harder on that in the next couple of years and make sure people understand the importance of supporting local. So I think that's some optimism there and like I said, a bit of a silver lining. You know, I think the tourism industry as a whole, I think when it comes to provincial and federal governments, there's a bit of a awakening to how important the tourism industry is in our economies. So I think we still have a ways to go to advocate for our industry and our partners, but I think governments are recognizing, and you see it through some of their announcements, and I think you'll see it in, you know, continue in the first half of next year, that tourism is important. It is vital. It was growing at a record pace. Obviously, it's been paused, but now's our chance to really look at tourism collectively, you know, as a province, as a country. What do we want tourism to do for us in the future?
We wish you nothing but the best. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Craig. It was great having you on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for reaching out, and always happy to chat tourism and events. And yeah, it's been a good conversation. Thank you.